Mr. Speaker.
Order, order.
The week in the House began with the Prime Minister launching a debate on Sunday's massacre, in which a lone gunman killed nearly 50 patrons of a gay nightclub in Orlando, Florida.
Mr. Speaker, I move that the House express sympathy with the victims of the Orlando shooting. This is a shocking atrocity, and on behalf of all New Zealanders, I'd like to express our country's sincere condolences to those affected by it.
The Prime Minister was joined in expressing sympathy for the victims and their families by Opposition Leader Andrew Little.
Mr. Speaker, this was an atrocious and hateful act. It was an act of terror. It was also an act of hate. It was a targeted attack at the LGBTI community. It was the deliberate mass murder of LGBTI people because of who they were and who they loved.
Speaking for the Greens, their gay MP, Kevin Haig.
An attack against one of us is an attack against all of us. I want to name this as an act of homophobic violence.
New Zealand First leader Winston Peters had a different view.
We in New Zealand First are opposed to religious extremism in any form, and this atrocity resulted from Islamic extremism by a terrorist whose family had sought shelter in the United States.
Immigration came up again in an application to the Speaker after question time for a snap debate.
I have received a letter from Andrew Little seeking to debate Understanding Order 389, the announcement of the decision to increase the refugee quota to 1,000.
Mr. Carter said the request met two of the criteria for snap debates, but said they also had to justify the House setting aside its usual business.
The estimates debate must be held before the end of August, and that provides an opportunity to debate the economic and infrastructure sector, which includes immigration and refugee resettlement.
Mr. Carter noted that the new policy did not come into effect for 2 years.
There will be several other wide-ranging debates that provide opportunities to address this issue. For example, there will be a debate on the Prime Minister's statement and another budget debate before the policy comes into force. On that basis, I cannot accept the matter requires the urgent attention of the House, despite its importance. The application is therefore declined.
As in previous weeks, question time was dominated by housing, or the lack of it, and there was yet another round in the never-ending battle over spending on health, with this question for the Minister, Jonathan Coleman, from one of his Labor predecessors, Annette King.
Does he expect New Zealanders to believe that the five consecutive budget cuts to health spending shown by his own figures have had no negative impact on New Zealanders waiting for health services?
The Honourable Dr. Jonathan.
Well, Collins. I certainly don't expect them to believe Mrs. King's figures when in actual fact funding has gone up by $4 billion under this government. And I can tell the member over there that actually she would struggle to name a single service that hasn't improved over the last 8 years. There's more doctors, there's more operations, more appointments, more New Zealanders are getting better services all the time under this government. As usual, very different from when she was in charge.
Oh, he's such a nasty little man. Such a nasty little man.
Order, order, order.
Supplementary question, Mr. Speaker.
The Honourable Annette King.
Why not admit that he's been caught out trying to cover up accumulated shortfalls in the health budget since 2010-11, affecting people like Sharon Cooper in desperate need of knee surgery, and has been declined 3 times in the last year so far?
Well, the Honourable Dr. Jonathan Coleman.
Well, Mr. Speaker, why doesn't that member admit that she keeps on making up figures which are completely untrue? I don't know Sharon Cooper, but rather than exploiting that person, why doesn't she ring up my office and we can see if we can do something for her? Of course, when you're losing the argument on funding, you try personal attacks.
Yeah. That's calling the kettle black.
Order.
Point of order, Mr. Speaker.
Order.
Point of order, Mr. Speaker.
The Honourable Annie King.
I seek leave to table my letter to the Minister of Health writing about Sharon Cooper on his request, which he hasn't bothered to reply to
order,
yet, Mr.
The last,
Speaker.
The last part. Order. The date of the letter, please.
31st of May.
Okay.
Come on.
Now,
come on, John.
Now we have to leave the matter. Order. Order. Leave us sought to table a letter from the member to the minister dated the 31st of May. Is there any objection to it being tabled? There is not objection that can be tabled.
I'm Tom Frewen, and this programme was made with funding from Parliament.